For our third week of community groups, we're going to begin to explore the particular habits that we can adopt to invite questions about our lives. Our goal in this is to think about opening up our lives to those around us and to consider the ways that God could work through us. First, we're going to look at blessing. Blessing is a powerful way to encounter others. As the scripture says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In Surprise the World by Michael Frost, he talks about blessing as adding strength to one's arm. As we support others, we get to share the strength that we have been given. It is great to support others out of our own strength, but how much better is it when we support others out of God's strength? God, as their creator, knows people better than they know themselves. If we desire to affirm and bless people through our words, acts of kindness, and gifts, God can give us a deep-reaching ability to bless others in ways that make a real impact. So as we talk about blessing people as a means of evangelism to invite questions, it is important to remind ourselves why we are doing this. As a church, we are thinking about this together because it is half of our vision, to make Christ known. But it is part of the vision of our church because it is a gospel imperative. Jesus did not say to teach everyone all that I have commanded, except for to go and make disciples. You can ignore that one. The mission to share about Jesus is for his whole church. So that being said, we do not think and encourage evangelism because we need more seats filled, but because Jesus has called us to it. As we desire to love the world the way Jesus did, we must share that love. We invite questions not because it's a trick to get people in, but because we really want people to know what Jesus has done. As we bless others, we see more and more of God's blessings in our own lives. Not only do we receive more of God's blessings, but we have a greater awareness of how God has already blessed us. So as we wrap up, let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, you first showed us your blessing through your life on earth, and constantly bless us as you intercede for us at the Father's right hand. Would you show us your desire to bless the world through us and give us creative minds to see the ways that you can move through us? It's in your strong name that we pray. Amen.